Blackstone Publishing presents Far Memory by Joan Grant. This book is read by Mill Nicholson.
Author's note. During the last 20 years, 7 books of mine have been published as historical novels, which to me are biographies of previous lives I have known. Far Memory is the autobiography of my first 30 years in the 20th century. From early childhood, often to my extreme discomfort, I was sometimes aware beyond the usual range of the 5 senses. I tried to ignore the implications of this awareness, but it was too insistent. So in an attempt to understand what was happening, I laboriously trained the faculty of far memory. This book describes, among other things, how I did so, and what happened to me as the result. For Julian, Nicola, and Jonathan. Part 1. Travelling incog. I was conceived in the Blue Grotto at Capri in June 1906. 2 months before this event, so exceedingly commonplace except for its locale, Jack and Blanche Marshall had embarked on a motor tour through France and Italy. It was not their first motor tour abroad, for in the previous autumn they had taken Marjorie and Iris, Blanche's daughters by her first marriage, from Cherbourg to Boulogne. Neither of the children packed into the back of the car, which was open like a dog-cart, with Kate Saunders, the lady's maid, and all the luggage, had enjoyed the trip. Iris, who was then 7, remembers praying for punctures, so that she could collect windfalls from roadside apple trees, which were the only bit of France she could see from her seat hinged to the door. Marjorie, aged 13, quarrelled with Kate, who was carsick. So everyone was relieved when it was decided that they should not come in the new 24-horsepower Renault, but instead go to seaside lodgings at Abu Dhabi. This trip, to extend far beyond the convenient escape routes of the Channel ports, was planned with the care worthy of a safari into darkest Africa. Petrol in cans, spare parts, and tyres had to be sent ahead to establish supply dumps along the route, and knowing Blanche's idea of the amount of luggage required even for a weekend, there must have been times when Jack regretted the lack of a string of porters. The law, which required that a horse's carriage be preceded by a man with a red flag, had recently been repealed. But children and livestock.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?